Show here. Tom Dash, 4 to 6 Tuesdays, new slot. Thank you, Polly B, for the new show logo. You can see it on my homepage. We got Frank and Queens with the hard stuff coming up in a few. I'll tell you real quickly here. Solid Gold Hell, Sugar Bag, Open Head from Kingston, Catacomb, R.L. Crutchfield's Dark Day, Robin Crutchfield, Hands in the Dark, first single. Genre is Death with You, Nape Neck, a new live cassette from a 2023 concert. Just came out and get on Bandcamp, that was Don't Know. Jolana Starr with Combat Zone. It's a cover of the band Left 4 Dead. And Husker Du live with Books About UFOs. Tom Dash wrapping up, had a blast, and have a happy 4th and all that jazz. And, you know, we'll see you in the airwaves. Ciao for now.
style and store is my present. When it turns away, I move away, I should follow. Guide me out of the dark into tomorrow. Now a boy appears lit by
alone in a one-room flat in a street where the lights are low. Plow. Came out straight to the city. I thought that you should look.
Look out! You're listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank and Queens. Thanks for joining me here on this Super Tuesday. The Hard Stuff program can be heard every Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to thank Tom Dash for kicking off Super Tuesday. Tom can be heard every week from 4 to 6 p.m. So if you're tuning in to Rock and Soul Radio specifically for the Hard Stuff program, why don't you consider getting here a little bit earlier, anytime before 6 p.m. to check out Tom's show. He does a great job every week and does a great job of kicking off the Super Tuesday lineup every week. I mentioned on last week's show and maybe the show prior that this summer will be known informally, of course, as the Summer of Ancient Greece Records. And they just put out another one this week, which only sort of reinforces that claim. And since they've just been killing it all summer long and we're maybe about halfway through and they still have plenty of releases planned between now and the end of the season, I figured, why the hell not? Why don't we spotlight the label on tonight's program a little bit more than we normally do? I play a fair amount of their releases just because I enjoy them so much. They're a high-quality reissue label. And I just want to, you know, be transparent. I don't get anything from Ancient Greece Records. I don't get any freebie copies or anything like that. I talk about them as much as I do just because I enjoy their releases so much. And yeah, I just think it's warranted to just kind of pay spotlight and just show my appreciation for what they've been doing over the last, I think, 4 years. I think they started sometime in 2021. So yeah, tonight's first set is all Ancient Greece. Let me tell you what you heard in that Ancient Greece set. Before I get to that, your weekly reminder, we got a webpage over at rockandsoulradio.org. If you head on over there, you'll note there's an AccuPlaylist that's updated for you in real time as the show progresses on this evening. There's also a comments board. If you have the opportunity, feel free to jump in on that board over there. Let me know what your favorite Ancient Greece release was, or Ancient Greece track that I played in tonight's first set was. And if you have a favorite that I did not play in tonight's first set, by all means, feel free to mention it over there as well. Once again, rockandsoulradio.org. We ended tonight's first Ancient Greece set with the brand new one that just came out last week. That was a band called Clown out of Moorhead, Minnesota, with the track I'm a Gun, originally released in 1974 on their lone 7-inch. Like I said, newly reissued by the Ancient Greece Records label. Prior to Clown, we heard from Magic out of Sunnyvale, California, although they do sound quite British, in my opinion. That was the track Cotton Candy, originally released on their lone 7-inch from 1969. Ancient Greece reissued that one back in 2022. And prior to Magic, we heard from what I'm calling now, I'm just going to call it now, the reissue of the year. I could be proven wrong. We still got half a year to go, but it is a strong contender for that title at the moment. That was yesterday's Children with What Have I, originally released in 1970 on their lone self-titled LP, reissued by Ancient Greece just about a month ago. Prior to yesterday's Children, we heard from Fresh Blueberry Pancake out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with Clown on a Rope, originally released in 1970 on their lone LP, the Heavy LP. Ancient Greece reissued that one back in 2022. A very rare record. Only 54 copies of the original pressing were made up back in 1970 by the band. So as you can guess, very scarce and as a result, very expensive for those original pressings. And prior to Fresh Blueberry Pancake, we heard from Michael Turner In Session out of Melbourne, Australia, with Poor Girl, their version of the Savoy Brown tune, originally recorded in 1971, unreleased at the time. It's actually a performance on a television show known as GTK back in Australia that ran from 1969 to 1975. Ancient Greece issued that for the first time on a 7-inch back in 2022. And prior to Michael Turner In Session, we heard from Tonge out of Brighton, UK, with Looking at the World, originally recorded in 1971. I believe it was unreleased at the time. Ancient Greece put that one out back in 2021 on a split 7-inch. And if you're a fan of that split 7-inch format like I am, you'll be pleased to know that they've hinted that they're going to be resurrecting that format. So more to come on that in the future from Ancient Greece. Before Tonge, we heard from Sudden Death out of Pasadena, California, with The Road Back Home, originally recorded in 1972, unreleased at the time. Ancient Greece put that one out back in 2023, and we're playing that in tribute to vocalist Greg Maggi, who unfortunately passed away sometime in the last couple of weeks. Ancient Greece posted on their social media back on June 26th that he had passed, so we just want to pay tribute to him. Also, Greg was the lead vocalist for Sorcery and the garage band The Grim Reapers, who put out a 7-inch back in 1966. And starting off that first set of music and the show like we always do was the theme to the Hard Stuff program, and that was, of course, Irish Coffee with the show Part 1, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Real quick, before we get back into the music on tonight's program, I want to mention that on Saturday, July 5th at 6 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul Radio on the drop-in, our one-hour weekly guest slot, we're welcoming original Dead Boys bass player Jeff Magnum to the program. Jeff will be packing about as much rock and roll punch into 1 hour of music as humanly possible. Join Jeff for a jam-packed set of some of his favorites throughout the years. Looking forward to this one. Glad to be having Jeff with us on the drop-in. Once again, Saturday, July 5th, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul Radio. All right, back into the music on tonight's program. We're going to continue on with a relatively new reissue. I've played this band on the program before. We're going to spin another one now. Here is Agnes Strange with Odd Man Out here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Closing out tonight's second set of music was a track from Mott the Hoople. That was Rock and Roll Queen, taking off their self-titled debut from 1969, paying that in tribute to guitarist Mick Ralphs, who passed away back on June 23rd at the age of 81. Just a great guitar player for both Mott and Bad Company. And so, yeah, paying tribute to him with a Mott the Hoople track, closing out tonight's second set. Before Mott the Hoople, we heard from Scottish band Macbeth Periscope. They were at a Montrose, Scotland. That was a track called Witchcraft, originally released in 1972 on their lone 7-inch, got that off the new compilation put out by Rise Above Relics just a couple of months ago, the Yeah Man, It's Bloody Heavy, Volume 1 compilation, just a great comp, mostly unreleased material, mostly sourced from acetates, except for this track. This band actually did get a proper release, as I mentioned before. Strangely enough, this Scottish band got their sole release on the Brock label out of Norfolk, Virginia. Kind of an interesting story, interesting scenario. But yeah, glad they were able to get a formal release out of it, at least. And you're just a great compilation put out by Rise Above Relics. We are thrilled that they have reactivated. Prior to Macbeth Periscope, we heard from Blowball at Den Haag, Netherlands, with When I Die. That was the B-side of a 1972 Dutch 7-inch on the Polydor label. That was their second and final single. And before Blowball, we heard from another Dutch band. That was Mushroom with Crying For You, and another B-side. That was the B-side of a 1971 Dutch 7-inch on the Ariola label. They were one and done. The guitar player, I believe, is uncredited on that release, although it is widely believed to be Jan Ackerman from Brainbox and Focus playing on that one. It definitely sounds like him, and he did co-write the song, so I think it's a pretty... pretty fair assessment to consider him the guitar player on that one. And starting off that second set of music out of Southampton, UK, was Agnes Strange with Odd Man Out, originally released in 1975 on their lone LP, the Strange Flavor LP, newly reissued by the Summer label just a couple of months ago. And that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. Thanks so much for listening. Always appreciate it. I got one more for you before we call it a night. But before we get to that, your weekly reminder that we're just getting started here on Super Tuesday here on Rock and Soul Radio. It continues on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8, it's Strong Style Chris Crash. And then from 9 to 11, closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. Tonight's final track is one from a UK band named for a New Jersey town. Here's Hackensack with Riverboat. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank in Queens. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, for another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. If you're in the United States, enjoy the holiday weekend, and we'll see you soon. Thanks again. Take care, everyone.
the sun, cutting the cars and walking on a riverboat.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.